Support for Alaska Public Media On Demand comes from Anchorage Neighborhood Health Center, marking 50 years of compassion and care. Learn more at ANHC's Open House, August 5th, or at anhc.org.
Hello, and welcome to Line One, Your Health Connection. I'm your host, Dr. Jillian Woodruff. Chronic neuropathic pain, often described as burning, shooting, or unrelenting, affects millions of people and can be stubbornly resistant to conventional treatments. For some, relief requires invasive procedures or long-term medications. But today, we're exploring a non-invasive alternative, scrambler therapy, an FDA-approved treatment that uses non-painful electrical stimulation to retrain how the brain interprets pain signals, and thus the brain's response to pain. It's part of a broader, fast-growing field of energy-based treatments that may complement interventional pain procedures or offer new hope for patients whose pain remains unresolved despite them. Joining us today is Ms. Molly Requi. She's a physician assistant and founder of Energy Inspired Wellness in Eagle River and the first provider in Alaska to offer scrambler therapy. Molly brings a rare combination of perspectives. She served as a combat and flight medic in the U.S. Army with 3 deployments, and later trained as a physician assistant specializing in neurosurgery. In her neurosurgical work, she assisted directly in the operating room on complex spinal cases, gaining firsthand insight into the intricacies of nerve pain and the limitations of even the most advanced surgical interventions. She continues to serve in the Alaska National Guard. Now, through her clinic, she integrates her deep clinical experience with leading-edge tools like scrambler therapy and other energy-based therapies, aiming to bridge the best of Western medicine with the body's natural potential to heal. Hello, Ms. Molly Requi. Welcome.
Thank you, Ms. Dr. Jillian. I appreciate the warm welcome.
And you can also join our conversation. Have you struggled with chronic pain that didn't respond to medications or even surgery? What questions do you have about how pain is processed in the brain and whether it can be retrained? Get your questions answered. Call us toll-free statewide at 1-888-353-5752, 1-888-353-5752. In Anchorage at 907-550-8433, or email us at line1@alaskapublic.org. Okay, Ms. Requi, I love hearing your story. I've heard it a few times. You have such a unique background, not just in medicine, but in military service and then in neurosurgery. So that is quite unique. Can you tell us a bit about your journey?
Absolutely. Again, my name is Molly, and I have started my medical interest in college. I was undergrad, wanted to be a doctor, so I was pre-med, worked as a phlebotomist, and then life had other plans, decided to join the military, and went and became a ground medic, then later, after deployment, became a flight medic. And that got me into the aviation world, where I served for quite a while. And then it was time to go back and become a PA. I loved all things neuro and neurosurgery, so I specialized in neurosurgery and got my first job right out of PA school as for a neurosurgical company here in Anchorage. From there, I did some time in DOC corrections medicine and then decided to open my own clinic called Energy Inspired Wellness.
Wow. Now, did you go to PA school here in Alaska?
I did. It was University of Washington, so UW, but I did the Anchorage cohort. So I was able to stay mostly in state, traveled some for clinicals.
Excellent. And I hear you fly helicopters.
I did. Yes, I don't currently, but yes, I flew for the Army Black Hawk helicopters.
I'm surprised you don't lead with that in your introduction. That's quite a story. So after you went to PA school, you worked in neurosurgery, you were in and out of the operating room, also seeing patients in the office. So what about your time in the operating room shaped the way you think about pain now and its treatment?
Well, neurosurgery, I got the rare look in the OR at the complexity of the nervous system. You know, very few people get to see an open brain. Very few people get to see the spinal cord and the spinal nerves and actually see the root of the pain, if pun
the
intended.
The root of the pain, right?
Pun intended. So it was extremely beneficial in shaping my journey into understanding the nervous system and then wanting to help people find relief, lasting relief for their chronic pain by knowing kind of where it all comes from, whether real or perceived, it is the stem of all of the source of pain.
And then when you're working in corrections, you said correctional medicine. So what inspired you to open energy-inspired wellness?
I guess the American dream was the root of the start of it, having your own business, working for yourself, doing something you're passionate about. While I loved working for neurosurgery, I loved helping in the Department of Corrections. I loved the military, but I did. There was an aspect of me that wanted to work in the way and the capacity that I wanted to and understood medicine and help people in a somewhat unconventional but very helpful and efficient way.
Did you feel like something was missing in the pain field?
I think that I felt burdened by sometimes the Band-Aid effect that modern medicine has been the role and the responsibility of. You know, we live in a modern world where time is of essence. People want immediate satisfaction, and that leads us down the path to often not hearing their authentic, what's happening underneath and their underlying cause. So not seeing the body as a whole, but more like a part that we just need to fix and get them out the door. So that drove me into really wanting more time with my patients and ability to see them as a whole functioning person that has different aspects, whether it's mental, physical, nutritional, even spiritual.
Yeah. So we are pretty regimented in traditional medicine. You have your specialty and you kind of stay in that lane. And so I think it's very unique to pull it all together. You think of a primary care provider as doing that, but then how much time does a primary care provider have to spend with a patient? It's so difficult. There's so many challenges that they put on it, sick care instead of healthcare, preventive care.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, let's talk about scrambler therapy and what we are primarily here about, this energy-based system to take care of pain. Can you explain what this is? This was really, I'd never heard of this before talking to you, and it's been through personal experience, it's made a difference in, my family's life. My mother had scrambler therapy. So tell us what it is and how it works. In simple terms.
In simple terms. Okay. Really simple. Scrambler therapy is a cutting edge. It is a non-invasive, non-medicinal way to treat chronic pain. Now, it was essentially invented by Italian neuroscientist by accident. He was developing something else and by way developed Scrambler to help people with chronic pain, neuropathic pain. So it's everything. There's traumatic pain. There's disease-ridden pain, but neuropathic pain is underlying a lot of different types of pain. And what it does is send an electrical signal down the neural pathways of the body to override and overwrite people's pain signals. While not blocking any pain signals, it overrides and gives the brain a new signal to interpret as a non-pain signal.
Maybe back up and tell us a little bit more about neuropathic pain. Because how will somebody know that that's the kind of pain they have?
Absolutely. No. And that's a great question because a lot of people don't know. They just know they have pain. And pain is why I need to start listening. So the minute someone says they have pain, I start listening and I hear their story because their story tells what kind of pain. It could be traumatic. It could be from a surgery.
Like an accident? Traumatic?
Traumatic from an accident or a surgical type of pain. It could be from a disease like diabetes. Gives people what we call peripheral neuropathy, burning hands and feet. A lot of people deal with complex regional pain syndrome, known as CRPS, and it's a chronic electrical shocking pain. So listening is the first thing when they say they have pain, and then identifying, is that of a mechanical nature? Do you have a pinched nerve? Do you have something with your spine where your bones are you know, compressing your nerves? Do you have muscle issues? So learning the root cause of their pain is by listening to them, and then identifying if scrambler therapy can relieve that. Now, scrambler therapy is not made to relieve like an injury type of pain. If you're injured, you need to get, you know, that resolved and healed, but it can help with the pain, the neuropathic pain, especially with, like I said, neuropathy-based diabetes or chemo-induced neuropathy. Again, the CRPS, post-herpetic neuralgia, which is the pain left after you have shingles, which is very painful. It's a very irritating type of pain. Phantom limb pain. So those are all pains that
it can help with phantom limb pain.
Absolutely.
So if you've had an amputation,
yes,
you have pain in your,
yes,
limb that's no longer there.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. That's,
yes,
significant.
It is huge, especially when I thought about my working with my, you know, veterans in the military. It made me think of that, and always want to give something to help them with some of that pain that they're left with. So, yeah.
Now, you mentioned that it is not made to help with injury. Or something, is that something physical that's causing the pain? But I guess something physical, any pathology in your body can cause neuropathic pain too. What if it's lasting pain that you're stuck with after you've done as much healing as you can do?
So that brings up a great point, because a lot of times we use scrambler therapy as a conservative therapy before you do the invasive procedure like a surgery or start pain medication regimen. We recommend trialing and seeing if scrambler is a service that will give you relief before you have to go down that journey and that road of long-term suffering with the meds or surgery. It's often used as a after everything else has failed type of modality. So you've tried surgery, it failed, or maybe not failed, but now you have a new pain that's just lasting. You can't go back to surgery. Medicines have gotten you so far, but now you're just either tired of relying on them or you want something different. You want to be more relief. So before you do an invasive procedure or after something else has failed, we really recommend trialing and seeing if it's right. And we have ways of doing that within the first session.
Really? So you can kind of predict whether this is going to be successful treatment for someone.
Absolutely. And that starts in the first consult by me listening and understanding what type of things we're dealing with. You're describing in your own terms what your pain is you're dealing with. And then we, if we think you're the right candidate and there are no contraindications, which there are two big ones, an implantable heart device or a history of seizures are times we don't really, that's a contraindication to scrambler.
Okay, so something like a pacemaker,
yes,
would make you ineligible for this treatment?
Yes.
Okay, or a seizure disorder. All seizure disorders?
Yes, as of now, we're staying away from all seizure disorders, yes.
And is it lowering the seizure threshold, or we're not sure?
We're not
sure.
Okay. Yes. It's just not been studied long enough and in-depth enough to have clarification on that yet. So we're going to wait for further studies on that before we go that route.
Okay. Well, what is the typical treatment session like?
So typical treatment session, people come in for their first consult. We get an idea of what you're dealing with. We do an exam, a neurological and general physical exam. We see if our treatment is, if you're a candidate. We schedule you. You come in, wear comfortable clothes. We hook up little electrical pads, like when you go to the doctor and you get an EKG of your heart. Same type of pads. People are also will get you hooked up to sending the electrical signal through, where we're going to meet your threshold of pain. The goal is not to have you in pain, but to meet your threshold. And
what do you mean by that?
So we're not here to turn the device on to give you pain, but we'll constantly ask you throughout the session, you know, is this tolerable or intolerable?
And it's a little signal.
Yes.
Okay.
People
that
will be feeling
some sort of sensation.
Yes. Some people describe it as bee stings or little ants marching. Sometimes it can be a little more intense. So that's why we talk through the whole procedure and make sure that it's not too intense for you. And then
you want to knock at the door, but not get through where it's painful. You're not okay.
Yes. Our goal within the first 15, 20 minutes is to, I'll ask, are you feeling your original pain? And oftentimes we know that this is the device that will work when the patient responds with, well, I don't feel my pain at the moment, but I feel your device. I feel the machine. I feel the electrical signal. Boom. We got you. This therapy will work for you. Because it's showing me right then and there that we're able to override your pain signal.
Wow. How long does this session take?
We schedule an hour just because the first 10 or so minutes we're talking about your pain. Has it moved and shifted from the day before? Gives me about 5 minutes to hook up the electrodes, and then it runs for 40 minutes.
Wow. Okay. So this is fascinating. It's really interesting how you can help your brain unlearn something. So you're not necessarily taking away the problem, but you're changing how your brain interprets it, which is what pain is in your brain, right? It's a signal that's sent to your brain, and your brain's like, ow. Whereas that's why, you know, sometimes we teach pain reactions to our babies.
Yes.
Right? When we're like, oh my goodness. And then they're learning, oh, that's fear, that's pain.
Yes.
So that's very interesting.
Yes.
Well, how quickly do patients notice changes? You said they, at that point, at the beginning, they're feeling the machine, not necessarily their pain. When do they, how do you figure out when their pain starts to go away?
Great. That's a question we get a lot. You know, how many sessions will I need? So everybody's so unique and everybody's so different. We never know for sure. But we see that the nervous system tends to start to perpetuate or take these signals on their own and be able to relay them on their own anywhere between 5 and 10 sessions, usually upwards of 10. So we offer a 10 session bundle. And if someone has a breakthrough before 10, we will refund those remaining, sessions or credit with our other services. But just like muscle memory needs repetition, so do nerves. So daily sessions of scrambler therapy has proven to be most efficient at getting people long-term pain relief.
Is there any ongoing maintenance that's required after they've achieved relief?
Depending on the chronicity, how long someone's been dealing with their pain, the type of pain, and which is all questions I ask during our visits, some people may need, we call them booster sessions after 3, 4, 6 months. It depends on. People with CRPS tend to have flare-ups that do come back for boosters. Also, chemo-induced neuropathy, we've seen them come back as the chemo tends to be leaving their body. They have flare-ups. But oftentimes, unless you do something to reignite it, like you do an activity where you get injured or something happens, then usually people have chronic lasting relief.
Right. So if you do something that reignites that original pain, you can go back and have this treatment again.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. We just remind those nerves who's the boss.
Yes. Well, one thing that I found interesting in my mother is that she had been going daily and she was getting more and more relief, or I should say longer lasting relief each day. So maybe the first day the pain came back after a couple hours, and then the next day it stayed away longer and longer, and then it stopped. Then a new pain developed, which probably she had always had, but the other pain was just so much greater. Is that what we think happened?
That is what we see almost every day in our patients. Is they come in for their worst pain, the pain that just monopolizes their thought process, their day activities, their mind, their sleep. And so we start addressing that. We start getting them relief. And then as they're getting relief, and I make notes because day 7, day 8, day 10, whatever session we're on, they'll be like, and then I have this other pain that's actually bothering me today. And in reality, that pain was there the whole time. It was masked by your most prominent pain. And so we'll kind of shift body parts and start working on other areas. But I have to remind them how far we've come with that first pain that brought them in there.
Right, right. Well, you likened these leads to EKG leads, and I kind of thought that this looks like a bigger TENS unit. So in TENS units, they deliver electrical stimulation as well. So how is this different? Is it different?
That is a phenomenal question, and question we do get a lot too is, how is this different from my TENS unit? So a TENS unit is essentially does a similar technology, similar device, but it is different, very different in that it's safe. You can take it home. There's no, you don't need anyone, a provider, to be sending out the signal. It's applicable. It's effective. But what it does is it blocks the pain signal. So while you're wearing it, you have relief. The minute you take that TENS unit off and you turn it off, your pain starts signaling back again or starts continuing on its pathway. How Scrambler differs is we're sending an electrical signal, and this is why it has to be done by a provider in a clinical setting, because we do not send it home. There is no way for a patient to have this device by themselves, because there is a chance of placing those electrodes in the wrong location and perpetuating a pain signal. You would amplify the brain's interpretation of what it interprets as pain and could essentially be feeding your brain long-term chronic pain, and, wow, and that would be just destructive.
Yes, so the placement is very specific.
Yes. Okay. Understanding the neural pathways, we call them dermatomes, and the spinal nerves and their relation to each other and to the body, you know, everybody's unique physical makeup is critical for placing the electrical pads in Scrambler therapy.
Well, that would be devastating to perpetuate pain. Quite
absolutely
the opposite of what we want. Well, with that TENS unit, you said it's, you know, sent home with patients and they're putting them on. Is there any risk of that with the use of a TENS unit?
No, because it's just blocking signal. It's blocking the, so to get technical, alpha, beta, and then we have the C wave, C fibers. So it's blocking the most prominent pain signals that the brain interprets. So it's this, it's like it's like a Band-Aid effect. And while you have the Band-Aid on, you don't see the wound and you're not, you know, feeling the pain. But as soon as you take that off, you're going to be, the signal goes right back.
Temporary relief. Well, finally, this is a form of neuromodulation, TENS unit, Scrambler therapy, and neuromodulation is just gentle targeted electrical stimulation to retrain or interrupt, as you said, pain pathways. So one of the neuromodulation procedures that I know about is spinal cord stimulators. My husband does those all the time. Of course, very, very invasive. Tell me, how does Scrambler therapy compare to a spinal cord stimulator? Why would somebody choose that over this other procedure?
So that is, I did have the privilege of working with amazing neurosurgeon, and of course I know your husband, for placing spinal cord stimulators. So we have to think about it as that is an invasive procedure, very effective for certain types of pain, but you're going to the OR, you're getting, you know, cut open, you're getting these pads placed, and there's a chance, you know, a hair chance that they could be misplaced and not give you the full effective coverage. So I asked and encourage people to consider Scrambler therapy as a precursor before you go that route. Try something that doesn't be, you know, have to go into your body, but can potentially give you lasting relief from just a few sessions. You know, 2 weeks out of your life versus, OR visit and a long-term device implanted in you. But spinal cord stimulators are, you know, they're beautiful when working, you know, efficiently. And helped place many great ones. But it's just a thought of breaking it down to, before I go that route, is there something that I could do that doesn't, have to take
less invasive.
Less invasive.
The concept, though, of how it is helping someone with their pain is the same?
No.
Are they both retraining or they're different?
No, the spinal cord stimulator, it blocks the signal, again, blocking the signal at the where the spinal cord talks to the spinal nerves that exit the vertebrae and then travel to the rest of our body, to our fingertips and toes and all of our surface. So it's blocking, again, blocking just like pain medications, just like TENS. It's blocking the signal and keeping the pain signal from going to the brain. Again, Scrambler does not block anything.
So it's different than the TENS because it's permanently implanted.
Yes.
So you're getting the long-term relief. Where
yes.
It's your retraining, not blocking. I get it.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Well, we have a lot more to cover, but we have to take our first break. So you are listening to Line One, Your Health Connection. If you have a question or comment for our guest today, give us a call statewide at 1-888-353-5752 or in Anchorage at 907-550-8433. After this short break, we will continue our discussion of scrambler therapy and other energy-based treatments for pain with Ms. Molly Requi as Line 1 continues statewide. Welcome back to Line 1, Your Health Connection on Alaska Public Media. I'm your host, Dr. Jillian Woodruff. I'm joined by Ms. Molly Requi, a physician assistant who drew on her experience in neurosurgery and chronic pain care to open energy-inspired wellness in Eagle River. Her clinic was the first in Alaska to offer scrambler therapy, a non-invasive treatment designed to relieve chronic neuropathic pain by retraining how the brain processes pain signals. Are you looking for non-invasive ways to manage chronic pain? Have you tried energy-based therapies like scrambler therapy or our next topic, soft wave therapy? We'd love to hear from you. Call us toll-free statewide at 1-888-353-5752. In Anchorage at 907-550-8433 or email us at line1@alaskapublic.org. All right, Ms. Requi, you also offer soft wave therapy for pain, which I also find very fascinating because in my own office, we use soft wave therapy, the same machine, but for improving sexual function. It improves blood flow and improves your vascular supply to the genitals of women and men. So I imagine you are using this in quite a different way in your clinic.
A little bit, yep.
But surely there are some parallels to how you're using this for pain. So can you walk us through soft wave therapy?
Yes, absolutely. And first, I do want to put a shout out to my health coach who introduced me to soft wave and so brought that into the clinic, and we've now integrated it into energy-inspired wellness. So soft wave, it's an acoustic shockwave therapy. It's non-invasive, again, like scrambler. It's non-medicinal, but it uses the gentle sound waves that's lit off with a spark that reaches deep tissues in the body. These soft wave signals, they promote the body's healing response, building of blood vessels and, blood vessels, vascularized tissue. Tissue needs blood supply and oxygen to heal. So it also triggers the stem cell production, and stem cells, being the mother cells of all cells, can divide into the tissues that the body needs to overcome diseases, regenerate, heal, and just feel better.
Right. You use the word regenerate. So this is a form of regenerative therapy, which we're looking so much more into right now, right?
100%. Yes.
Excellent. So we're improving blood flow, improving oxygenation to these tissues. And so now I'm thinking, okay, you have pain in this area and you're improving or you were using the word, you started to say angiogenesis, so like building new blood vessels, bringing in new nerves. Why do you want that in a place that's causing pain?
So much of pain is, and we'll talk about this, I think, later in some of the other service we have, but so much of pain is caused by inflammation in the body. If it's not an accident or trauma or you broke your leg or you had surgery, most pain has some inflammatory aspect because nerves hate inflammation. Shockwave helps the body remove inflammation, which is the biggest precursor to pain and cause of pain. It helps the body overcome it helps the cells themselves regenerate to form new tissues that is uninjured tissue, if you will.
So just very interesting that you're using this, how differently we can use the same modality, right? Because I'm using it to increase sensation and you're using it to decrease painful sensation. So just and it's all through regeneration. So cellular regeneration, just like you said.
Well, then if you think about it, we're just two different sides of the same coin, because you're using it to increase sensitivity of nerves. But the nerves, in order to be that sensitive, they can't be clouded with inflammation where they're just distracted with, I'm going to signal pain. So in taking away that inflammatory factor and helping them reproduce at a faster, healthier rate, they can do what they were destined to do, give neural feedback to the brain.
Yes. Well, so what kinds of pain are you using soft wave therapy for? And is it any different than what you use scrambler therapy for?
Yes and no. So we have seen in the clinic so far that there are some things that scrambler does well, indifferent, that we trains the neural pathways, and some people need that. But almost everyone can benefit from tissue healing and inflammation destroying, or we'd like to just call it just killing the inflammation or destroying the inflammation.
Absolutely.
So we use it for a lot of soft tissue injuries. Arthritis and tendonitis is also a great one. Carpal tunnel. We use it for tight muscles. A lot of neck pain issues. Frozen shoulder. Post-operative scar tissue. Scar tissue in general, it helps break that up and helps feed it new healthy blood vessels that regenerates new tissue. Sports injuries, muscle tightness, again, low back injuries. It's used for really, really penetrating soft tissue and regenerating and healing from the inside out.
Can this be used for both chronic and acute pain?
Yes, we see both.
So it's a wider reach in terms of what you're taking care of with SoftWave, but you said soft tissue, so muscular.
And it does have a soft tissue, and I guess I should say skeletal tissue as well. It does help strengthen bone, but we do use it for more acute injuries and soft tissue. Because if you think acute injury, it's something that just happened or something that someone's dealing with, they just tweaked their back. Sometimes they just need some healing. They don't necessarily need the long-term effect of retraining their nerves. It's just something they can overcome. But we speed up their healing process with the soft wave.
Okay, so definitely different. I like the acceleration of healing that is happening with this. What is this typical treatment? How is this done?
So patient comes in and decides which treatment is best for me. We help them, discover that. And we usually give them the first session is usually 10 to 15 minutes is all it really takes. We do allow up to 30 minutes depending on how many body parts we're treating or what their, pain issue is. If it's like, oh, I have some carpal tunnel, it can take 10 minutes and they're out the door. If it's more extensive, we want to take a little more time if the especially the low back and the back in general, it's a little bit broader area. We might spend a little more time with where that pain radiates out to.
You mentioned carpal tunnel, so I wasn't aware of it treating that. Is this for people before they've had surgery or after or to avoid?
All of the above. People who have maybe they want to think they need surgery, but they want to try if this works. This could be a great reduction in the inflammation and the tightness in the tendons around the carpal or where the nerve comes out. It can help them improve and maybe not need surgery. Someone who's had surgery and is still dealing with some scar tissue buildup now, maybe their range of motion is lessened, this can improve that. Can also improve the scar, which is just an aesthetic, can help with that.
Yes, absolutely. So how long after a procedure or surgery would you need to wait to help with scar tissue? And this is scar tissue that develops over a longer period of time that you're dealing with?
We just want to make sure that they can tolerate that they're not too sensitive. So if it's acutely after their surgery and their scar is still very sensitive, we're going to give them a little time. We do put it at low settings for that, but it's up to what they can tolerate. There is no, if they have open tissue, obviously we're going to wait. But if they're relatively new, but their scar is still tender, we can either do the area around it and start to creep towards it, or if they can tolerate it, we can get them started soon so that we don't have that chronic buildup of scar tissue and the adherence that it can have on the surrounding tissues.
Can athletes use this? Maybe someone that doesn't have chronic pain, but maybe they are doing some intense training or I don't even know, when you're feeling sore after your training.
Yes, muscle strain or muscle sprain. Those aren't true tears, but they are the beginning of weakening muscles. And what this can do is go in there or be send it to the joint or the affected area, maybe the quads or just they're dealing with some tightness or some strain. We can send this in. We can reduce the inflammation that the body's already gathering, which again, we know is going to be destructive to nerves and to muscle tissue. And we can begin the, accelerate the healing process, getting them recovered faster. Of course, we like to combine that with our other services like red light therapy and some of our other modalities that accelerates the energy and the cellular turnover.
When someone's had this muscle strain or muscle tightness that they feel, I know a lot of times at home they're probably using some sort of massage, one of the massage guns that they use, and they put it on their, put it on that area to kind of loosen up that tissue. Does that cause any extra, inflammation actually? Can these both be used together if they want to do soft wave and also do massage?
Absolutely. We always recommend people get massages. Sometimes just feeling better, feeling more relaxed can help your body do what it needs to do, heal. So absolutely, they can be used together. But I do see the education around like soft foam rolling or using some of those, muscle tissue devices like the massagers. If not used properly, they can actually introduce more inflammation and cause the muscles to tighten with short-term effects while you're using them, but then the muscles go right back to being tight. So education around using that and in conjunction with soft wave is very beneficial.
Okay. How soon do people feel relief from this? Is this like you do this once and you're good to go, or you have to keep coming?
So soft wave, a little bit different than Scrambler in that you may or may not feel relief in that first session. Now, what we often see is people feel looser and they're like, wow, for example, your shoulders, I was having neck pain, I had a migraine, I feel a lot looser and I feel better. That's usually a temporary. It does take a series. We can do a couple times a week. We can do once a week, but it is a longer journey because we're talking about healing now. We're not retraining nerves. We're talking about healing, and that is a process. So it's not a quick fix, but it begins the minute we start sending the shockwave impulse. The nerves start, or the body and tissue starts healing.
Okay. We have a question that came in. A caller left this question with us. I have this question too. Can Scrambler therapy be used to help with intense muscle cramping? So you basically just talked about how soft wave is used for muscular pain. What if somebody, even if you're thinking about chronic trigger points that people have, or this caller may be asking about acute muscle cramping, can we retrain the brain to not interpret those things as pain signals?
That's a phenomenal question, and it brings me back to pain and understanding what pain is. So pain is keeping us from danger. So if there's a chance that we could be getting injured or we need to slow back and maybe we're a power lifter or we're going to the gym and we're starting out and we have experienced pain, we do want to experience some levels of pain to keep us from injuring ourselves. But if it's a chronic, more than 3 months, continuing on and causing us to it's impeding in our activities of daily living, then we start looking at it as chronic, and now we can do some retraining. But we do want to be careful for pain that's signaling us of a possible injury and not taking that away from people.
Right. So then the muscle cramping can be an injury or can lead to one if we're needing other services like hydration of your tissues, right, of your body.
And that is well said, yes. Brings us back to our whole body wellness. We look at the person as a whole. And so what that's telling me is you might have a deficiency in somewhere else. While Scrambler and Softwave might not be your immediate answer, we need to look at you as a whole and see are you deficient in nutrients, minerals, hydration, toxins. So that's where we bring in our other services and really try to give you the help that you that your body's asking for.
Okay. This email also has asked about Medicare. So that is a good question because these are really alternative treatments for pain. Is there any insurance coverage for these treatments?
We get that question a lot, and we are a pretty small clinic, so we do not have a billing. We're not billing insurances at the moment. Future plans too, but not yet. But we do have a great financing plan called Care Credit. A lot of people are familiar with Care Credit. It can be used for all different services, whether it's your vet, your prescriptions, other medical, spa. It can be a variety of services, and you can use it for your family. Our financing plan right now gives people up to 6 months or even longer, 18 months, 24 months to pay for these services that they will see effects within a couple weeks or a couple, you know, up to a couple months, and they'll see these long-term chronic relief and have longer to pay for it.
Right. And do we see that there's insurance coverage for alternative or energy-based pain in general?
I think it varies with different clinics. Right now, we are seeing an uptake in scrambler therapy starting to be accepted by insurance companies. I think TRICARE for military members has been a little bit better at accepting it, but they don't usually accept it in the first round, the second or third attempt, and about 40% of the time they are accepting it. It's just taking a bit for them to recognize it.
Wow. So things may change in the future with that.
We hope so.
Okay. Well, we have a lot more to cover, but we do have to take our last break. If you have a comment or question for our guest today, give us a call statewide at 1-888-353-5752 or in Anchorage at 907-550-8433. We'll continue our discussion on energy-based and alternative treatments for pain when we return. Welcome back to Line One. I'm your host, Dr. Jillian Woodruff. Our guest today is Ms. Molly Requi, a physician assistant and owner of Energy Inspired Wellness in Eagle River. Molly began her career as a flight medic, served in combat deployments, and went on to specialize in neurosurgery before founding her clinic, which is focused on whole body wellness and innovative approaches to pain relief. You can join our conversation today. Have you explored energy-based therapies alongside traditional pain treatments? What alternative strategies have you tried for managing your pain? Call us toll-free statewide at 1-888-353-5752 in Anchorage at 907-550-8433 or email us at line1@alaskapublic.org. Okay, Ms. Requi, we have a caller that is joining us. We have David from Anchorage that has a question for us. Hello, Mr. David.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're good.
I am wondering about, I've had quite a few surgeries where they've put in metal pieces or things of that sort, like hip replacements, plates in my neck and stuff. Does that preclude you from having this kind of treatment?
That's a great question. Thank you for asking that, David. It absolutely does not affect our treatment in any way. We can definitely do scrambler or soft wave for pain relief, despite what you might any type of hardware you might have in your body. The only thing we do take precaution at is if someone has a spinal cord stimulator that is turned on and actively being used, we don't want to interrupt that. But in your case, you'd be a great candidate.
Oh, that's great. Yes. Thank you. You know, a lot of people have hardware of many different types, so that's really important to know about.
Yes.
All right. So it's just a pacemaker, really, implantable cardiac devices. Okay. That's a problem. All right. I wanted to make sure that we discussed light therapy as well, because I know that is also a modality that you use quite a bit in your office. So the light therapy, it's another form of energy, so energy-based treatment. Is this the same as red light therapy? I know we often hear a lot about red light therapy.
Yes, we do. We have the red light panel. So it's a panel that has actually red light, near infrared, and blue light. And we've seen that combo, or used separately, has been super effective at helping people with inflammation and the pain that they're dealing with. So we often include it in our services, whether they're getting there for IV hydration, if they're sitting there getting the scrambler therapy for their day, they get the device placed on a body part that they're dealing with, and for soft wave as well.
Okay. And how often, like in the perfect world, if you could use this type of light therapy how often would you want to use it?
In a perfect world, everybody should be doing it every day.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Well, red light therapy has so many benefits, and a big one is the reduction of inflammation. How long are they going to be sitting with this red light? And is it the red light is targeting the area where they have pain?
I guess the timeline is, I usually do it for 15 minutes at a time. So a lot of people, while they're sitting there, will get it on their knees if they have knee pain or arthritis. And it's just it's a comfort. It gives them relief while they're there. It's not necessarily long lasting, a pain solution, but it definitely gives relief and helps the body overcome inflammation, which again, we know is the instigator of pain. Mm-hmm. So 15 to 30 minutes.
And it's another way to accelerate healing.
Yes.
And using the power of the energy from the light and your own body, your own growth factors and stem cells that you have to recover.
Yes. And just helping that mitochondria, which is a little powerhouse of every single cell in our body, it helps it do its job of turning over and taking out the waste and bringing in nutrients. And the faster that can work, the faster things can heal and inflammation and tissue repair.
Excellent. Excellent. And so you mentioned that they may have this light therapy on their knees, but they may be treating a different place on their back, right?
Yes. Yes. We will use it for multiple areas, but I just said that because a lot of people sit while they're getting their scrambler. And so we offer that as just a relief and additional aid while they're sitting there.
Okay. We have another caller, Ms. Requi, and I think I know who this is. Her name is Joy, and she is from Pittsburgh. Hello, Joy. Welcome to Line 1.
Thank you. I am calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I had visited Alaska last year in the latter part of 2024. I was fortunate enough to get in early on when Molly was doing the scrambler therapy, and I have been so pleased because my pain was remedied. I guess that's what you say. But anyway, it worked for me very well, and it has been long lasting. So I just wanted to say I am one pleased former patient, and hope I don't have to see her again, though.
Well, Ms. Joy, I am here, and I would love to see you again. You are very special because you are, we're coming up on our one-year anniversary, and you were one of our very first patients for the scrambler therapy. So what a success story, and I was just honored to be able to give you that service.
Yes.
Thank you, and I really don't have a question because all of my questions have been answered. You sat with me so much and talked to me about every question at every visit that I had. So that was another thing that was kind of amazing, that you were always accessible and ready to answer my questions. And I just was never so pleased with any, a medical professional as I was with you.
Okay, well, I hope you don't say that. I do have to let everyone know that this is my mother who is calling. We'll let that slip.
Thank you so much, though.
No, but I've never had you look at my private parts and do anything like that, the stuff that you do. So,
well, yes.
It's not going to happen.
Now she's sharing personal things. Well, thank you very much for calling. And yes, we are very grateful to you. Ms. Molly, because you really did really significantly improve quality of life, right? We have another email that has come in, and this email wants a quick review of scrambler therapy and the use for peripheral neuropathy.
Okay, great question. Thank you for the caller to bring that in. Peripheral neuropathy, again, can be diabetic or chemo-induced. And what scrambler does is it's extremely effective for that type of pain in overcoming the pain signal of neuropathy and sending a new non-pain signal to the brain in the affected areas, whether that's your hands, your feet, or both.
Okay, excellent. Yes, that was a good review. We want to make sure that we talk about some of the other treatments, but maybe before we do that, I want to know how you work alongside pain, interventional pain specialists, neurosurgeons. What does a collaboration look like for you?
We are still working in that area, but collaboration is exactly that. We want to collaborate. We want to be a part of the team and have other providers see us as a service that can benefit their patients. It's all about the patients. And if we put them first and their needs, then we just need to collaborate as the medical industry and health and wellness to bring these services to people. So I actually just had a collaborative dinner where a bunch of wellness, health, and medical professionals, we met and decided how we can incorporate these type of services to all of our patients, broaden our reach, and essentially at the end of the day, help the community feel and be healthier.
Yeah, excellent. It is just like we talked about medicine being separated, but the real magic happens when we're all working together because not one person's meant to know everything.
Collaborating, not competing.
Right, right. Well, I definitely want to talk about some of the other things that you do that I find very, very exciting. One of those things is the epigenetic mapping. So this is looking deeper into your body's internal environment. Can you tell us more about epigenetic mapping and how it can help guide someone living with chronic pain?
Absolutely. Again, I want to give a shout out to my health coach, Laura, because she is the one that brought this to the table and really has been teaching me and just expanding my knowledge on it. Again, helping me bridge that gap between modern medicine, bandit effect, and the way the body can heal. So epigenetic mapping is very simple. In layman's terms, we take a couple strands of someone's hair, we run it through a little device. In 15 minutes, we have a unique, individualized map of what their body is nutritionally deficient in, mineral, enzymatic. It gives us the picture of what's going on at a cellular level of what you need or what you're maybe overproduced or overgetting. And we gives you a breakdown of where to start with helping them, guide them in their nutrition and their lifestyle choices, environmental choices even, so that we can give them the ability to heal, overcome inflammation, which again, big instigator of pain, and get them to feel healthier, more energetic, sleep better, better mood, and just they even look better. Their skin feels better. They look better in their skin and they're more confident. And at the end of the day, they're happier. And that just is a ripple effect.
Oh, absolutely. Your internal environment is reflected on your skin.
Yes, it
right?
is. And
it's
in your
a
eyes.
Reflection. Yes, absolutely. So what kinds of imbalances do you most often find through this testing?
A lot of nutritional B vitamins, zinc, magnesium is a lot of times people are deficient in, but also what their gut health is telling or doing, what their stress load is, what time of natural steroids are in their system from, you know, is there you know, cortisone high? Is their adrenals overworking? You know, so it gives us a big picture of what they're going through. And it's kind of like a cellular check engine light, if you will, and gives us an idea of where to start and how to help them or guide them to someone who does have the answers.
That's a lot of information that you're getting from a strand of hair.
Yes.
And you can do that right in your office.
In our office.
Mm-hmm. It's not sent out.
It's not in our, it takes about 15 minutes for the profile for that individual to be pulled up. So we just, you know, we have other things you can do. You can sit in the red light while you're waiting.
Wow, yes. And so then you're seeing where they're deficient. And then instead of, okay, take all of these things, you can see exactly what. We do some, you know, blood testing, but you have to test every single thing.
Yes. And in blood testing, you got to get your blood drawn. Mm-hmm. Some people, you know, if you're averse to needles or if you're, you know, it's everyone sheds hair. So it's pretty easy to find those ones way in the back that no one's going to miss. Just a couple strands.
Well, another tool you use is OligoScan. How is this different?
Yes. So our OligoScan, it gives us a snapshot of what's going on in your tissues. So not just your blood, again, different from blood testing, but we don't use this for, it's not a, you know, we're not going to medically treat you, but we can get an idea of what your body's dealing with. The levels of toxins, metals like aluminum and mercury are huge triggers. Now, take somebody who's had fillings, you know, maybe an older generation that's had, fillings in their teeth and that could be leaking out toxins in their body. This is going to give us an idea of what you're dealing with at a cellular level, what's triggering your inflammation and disrupting your nervous system and the function of it.
That would be terrible. You're getting your cavities filled, you're fixing a problem, and then later you're having a toxic metal burden in your body.
And it's not just
from
that.
They may not even know.
Yeah, it's from, I mean, we live in a world where we're picking up toxins on a daily basis. And, you know, that leads me down the path of like oxidative stress, and what our cells are dealing with is a huge stress load, a burden. And so if we can take these simple tests and help you identify where you're deficient, then we put the power back in your hands and say, now that we know, knowledge is power. So now that we know, we can deal with this. So people who are dealing with these chronic fatigue, your lab tests are saying, oh, everything's normal within normal ranges, so the doctor's not going to give me medicine. Well, the lab test can only take us so far. But what is your body telling you? What are you feeling? You're not feeling that you have energy. You're not feeling like you're sleeping well. Then we need to look at the bigger picture.
Right. Normal doesn't necessarily mean optimal, and you're feeling your best.
Correct.
Well, in this last minute we have, I'm going to let you take it away. You may want to tell us about cellular detox. That could be a whole program.
Yeah, so cellular detox is just, we have a phenomenal program. But again, we do these tests to figure out where you're deficient, how we can help you, because we're not going to take you down the road that maybe is unnecessary. But at today's age, everyone can benefit from some sort of detox of their cells to help them be more efficient in their body and help you feel better. But I just thank you so much for having me on here and having this opportunity to share education and knowledge and really just reach out to people who didn't know we existed or we were there, but we are there for you. Yes, so if you're out there and you're listening and you would like to learn more, please visit us at our website, www.myenergyinspireddrips.com.
Excellent. And we will be sharing that on our program. Thank you so much. Thank you to our amazing guest, Ms. Molly Requi, for being here. We appreciate you.
Thanks. Such an honor.
Thank you. And thank you to our audio engineer, Ammon Swinson. And thank you to our producer, Madeline Rose. You can find more information on this and previous programs on our website at alaskapublic.org. Let us know your thoughts or suggestions by emailing us at line1@alaskapublic.org. This has been Line One, Your Health Connection. I'm your host, Dr. Jillian Woodruff. Thank you.
Line One is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants and not necessarily those of Alaska Public Media, this station, or its underwriters. Learn more about Line One and listen online at alaskapublic.org. This is Alaska Public Media.